Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another wonderful episode on the silsila, the early echo. Wherever you are in the world, we are hoping that you and your family are safe and sound. When you are making dua, then also keep the ummah in your duas. There are many out there that are going through many difficulties and trials, many tests, many challenges, calamities and problems. Make dua for them as well. Make dua that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, grants relief to the ummah, shifa and cure to those who are sick and suffering, and protection against the oppressors, those who are separated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unite them and remove the blockages, the obstacles in their path. Well, today we have another inspiring and wonderful topic of discussion. We will be trying to discuss tolerance, that we need to build our tolerance. It doesn't just happen. We have to work on it. And we are going to give some examples as well, how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the best of forbearance and tolerance that you can find. And in that is a lesson for us to also become tolerant. So stay tuned for that discussion. The beautiful hadith mentions, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make some good intentions. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. We need to invest. We need to invest our time, our resources, for benefit and profits in the hereafter. And the first stage, the first manzil of the hereafter is the grave. We are all going to be interned. We are all going to be lowered into that grave. So what have I done? What am I doing to ensure comfort in the grave? That's only possible through the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. What am I doing to gain safety and salvation on the day of judgment? For that I need to work. How I need to work in this world for my income in order to pay my bills and my expenses and to live a relatively comfortable life. I need to work. Jannah is not cheap. Paradise, person is not just going to get it like that. But us common people, we have to work for it. We have to do good deeds. We have to worship Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And so with this in mind, dedicate some time daily for your own benefit. Every day, take out some time and dedicate it to the recitation, for the recitation of the glorious Quran, with translation from Kanzul Iman. Daily recite salawat, durud-e paak, istighfar, make sincere tawbah. Make it part of your daily routine to recite some amount of dhikrullah, to seek knowledge of deen from authentic sources and scholars. Do your best to be punctual with your salahs and perform them properly. Abstain from sinning, practice the sunnah, fulfill rights of others. love and respect your parents, your spouse, your children, your siblings. Do your best to be the best version of yourself, the best Muslim that you can be. Because before you are anything else, before you are any other profession, you are a Muslim first. And a Muslim is that person who submits to the will of Almighty Allah. Not to submit to the desires, the nafsul ammara, or the desires of societal norms. And do your best, above all, to obey Allah and to obey the Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. These things are going to help us in this world, the grave and the hereafter as well, inshaAllah ta'ala. Let's now listen to a lovely kalam and we'll continue with our discussion. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم
روك لیتی ہے آپ کی نسبت تیرے جتنے بھی ہم پہ چلتے ہیں یہ کرم ہے حضور کا
چھپا کے دامن رہے
امت میں اپنے خالد کو چھپا کے دامن رحمت میں اپنے خالد کو قدم قدم نوازا بڑا کرم رکھا قدم قدم پہ نوازا بڑا کرم رکھا
کرم نہیں کرتے رہے سایہ کرم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. I'm sure you enjoyed that lovely kalam. Continue listening to these kalams and recite along. Get your offspring to also listen and recite. It will help us to develop that love of Almighty Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in our hearts. It will help to develop the love of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah in our hearts. May Allah Jalla Jalaluhu take us all for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So we are discussing tolerance. Linked to tolerance is endurance. Because if a person has patience, will have that ability to bear whatever or whoever is in front of them. There are certain techniques that are taught in order to develop one's tolerance. You need to work on it actually. And if you just go back to the seerah, if you want to read any book, over and above obviously reading the glorious Quran, the blessed ahadith, read the seerah. Read the seer of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba, the Ahlul Bayt, the Awliyaullah, the pious personalities and predecessors. And Allahu Akbar, you will see, one of the things that you are going to see and observe for yourself is their ability to bear, their high tolerance levels. This all stems from the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who taught the Sahaba, who taught the next generations. And so the ulama ikram, the honorable scholars of Islam and our pious people are teaching us as well. So if you look at the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, any person will agree that who else is there that had those levels of tolerance? You know, in pre-Islamic Arabia, when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam announced to the world his prophethood, I'lan-i-Nubuwa, what happened? Even from his own family members, oppression came. From his own family members, the verbal abuse, the physical assaults, the boycott against him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the believers, the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, the usurping of their rights, all of this was taking place. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the level of his tolerance, the unmatched level of his tolerance, is transparently in front of the entire world. Only one who has blinkers on won't be able to see it. But it's there in front of us. I'm sure you know the famous narration, Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that once I was walking with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alongside him, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wearing a Najrani shawl. It's a specific type of shawl from the region called Najran. And subhanallah azza wa jal, there was an individual, a Bedouin, that held it and jerked it. He pulled it hard, and this scratched the blessed neck of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This shawl had rough edges. Try to take a rough material and scrape it on your skin, pull it on your skin, see how it feels. So this individual, this person did this. And thereafter he said, order that I must be given something from the assets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his full attention towards that person. He smiled. And he ordered that something must be given, some goods must be given to that individual. What would be my reaction and your reaction if somebody did that to us? Subhanallah. But this is the sublime and refined character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and part of his tolerance. Subhanallah. If somebody does us down, if somebody has to verbally abuse us, we instinctively we go onto the defensive to defend ourselves. Perhaps we'll use the same words or more words for that person. But if we are tolerant and we are wise, we will hold our tongue. Yes, if somebody is going around bringing your reputation down, then that person needs to be exposed. The person is going around backbiting about others, harming others, hurting others, verbally, physically. So those things need to be stopped with your hands, otherwise your tongue, otherwise you must believe that it's wrong in your heart, and that is the weakest part of Iman. We can't do nothing, we can't say nothing, we can just know it's bad. So when you see a wrong, you need to change it. But if something is happening to you, take for example your sibling, your brother, your sister. And if they are misbehaving with you, then you don't just go all out and verbally abuse them or physically assault them. This is where tolerance will come into play. Those people, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when performing salah, used to bring the entrails, the internal organs of the camel, and throw it on his blessed body, his pure body. Those who would call him, na'udhu billah, insane, a magician. What was his reaction? Imagine how he tolerated that, because he had the ultimate patience and tolerance. He still moved forward. He still invited people to the oneness of Almighty Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu. He still invited people towards the teachings of Islam, the deen of Islam. He did not give up his mission despite the many obstacles and blockages that people placed in his pathway. Subhanallah, even throwing stones on those pathways that he would frequent. Allahu Akbar. So his level of tolerance, of course, we can never reach. But it's a lesson for us to walk in his footsteps, to follow his footsteps. Subhanallah azza wa jal. And the rewards of tolerance, endurance, patience, that the person has the ability to bear, is immense. I want to share with you a famous blessed hadith. The narrator is Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever has three things, Allah jalla jalaluhu will take his account on the day of judgment with utmost ease and will enter him into Jannah, into paradise out of his mercy. So the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, honorable companions, they asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are those three things? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that, give to those who deprive you. Establish relations with those who try to break off ties with you. And forgive those who oppress you. Scholars mention that the reward is so great that the person's accountability will be done in an easy way and he'll enter paradise out of Allah Azza wa Jalla's mercy. Because these three things are not easy for the nafs of the person, for you and I. Think about it. That the person, he's depriving me of my rights even. He's sidelining me. He is sidelining me and he's not giving me the opportunities that are due for me. Or he's pushing the other people in the positions that I have actually applied for. And according to my experience, my qualifications, I'm supposed to be in that position. So the person who's depriving you, give to them. It's not easy, but if a person has the patience and tolerance and the ability to bear, and they observe that patience and tolerance, look at the reward, focus on the reward. Because a human being is like this. What is in it for me if I do this? If you do this, look at what's in it for you. That's to motivate us. That's to try to keep a better, harmonious household, a more peaceful society. And the person who just doesn't want to communicate with you, even blocks you on social media, or as soon as they see you, they change the direction. They just don't want to have anything to do with you. But you continue to re-establish ties and relations with that individual. Unless if there's no shari'i reason, genuine shari'i reason. Like for example, if the person is a drug dealer, drug addict, then you don't want that person anywhere close to you or your family or your children. What you can do to help, help them. And admit them in some rehab or any institution where they can get the proper help to flush out all of those toxins and poisons and drugs from their body. So where you can help, help. If you can't, the least that you can do is don't talk bad about the person. Keep your distance. So if there's no shari'i need or reason, then we should try to re-establish those broken ties. Try to mend. Don't break. We are there to put together, not to pull apart. And then the third point is to forgive those who oppress you. The person is hurting me, hitting me. It's not easy to forgive that individual. But if you focus on the rewards, it becomes bearable. It reminds me of a narration that on the day of judgment, there will be a person who will be claiming for their rights. So another individual would have hurt this person in whichever way, and then the claimant will say, Allah Azza wa Jalla, I want justice. I want compensation for all the things that he did to me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show the claimant a magnificent and beautiful palace in paradise. And the person will say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, for which prophet or pious person is this for? It will be told to him, it is for the person who can pay its price. So the claimant will ask, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, who can pay its price? It will be told to him, you can. by forgiving your brother. Subhanallah. And then he will waver. He'll wave off all. Ya Allah, I forgive him. It will be told that hold your brother's hand and enter Jannah. But it doesn't mean that to oppress somebody is condoned. No, it's strictly forbidden in Islam. Oppression is strictly forbidden. And be careful of the du'as and supplications of the oppressed person, for it is answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in whichever way, on one side, don't oppress anybody. On the other side, if somebody does oppress you, then with patience, with tolerance, make dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this calamity. And forgive in order, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain or to attain that great reward of having ease in accountability on the day of judgment and entering paradise. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu does not burden a person more than they can bear. This is a teaching of Islam. This is what the glorious Quran tells us. But this ability to bear is part of tolerating. We need to strengthen it. We need to develop it. And hand in hand with that, we need to develop and build our emotional intelligence. To get a hold of our emotions, the ability to direct our emotions. And not becoming too emotional and vulnerable and easily manipulated. So those emotions, you don't take things personally. These things we need to develop and build in ourselves. Don't internalize things. By doing that, it's a sure way of a person slipping down the slope of negative feelings, guilt, depression. So take a hold of your emotions. These things will help us to develop our tolerance levels. Take a hold of your nafsul ammara, the desires, the base carnal desires and base self. If a person doesn't, because that nafs, that ego wants to take revenge, wants to just fight back and indulge in sinful activities. So be careful of that. Take ownership of your feelings. You need to recognize something, that nobody can make you feel a certain way without your permission. If you are feeling angry, if you're feeling hurt or upset, you have the power to change those emotions. So move that, and all of this is part of developing one's tolerance, emotional intelligence, to build that in order to build your tolerance and your ability to bear, so that you don't internalize and personalize things and take things personal. So move away from this attitude that this person has upset me. I'm feeling upset because of something that this person said to me or did to me. But you don't have to remain that way. I have the power to choose my emotions and my reactions as well, how I react. Let me give you some examples. The pious people, they were real people, not fairy tales. They were real people. They were eating, they were drinking, they were living. They went through enormous trials. And they would bear it. due to their tolerance. A person comes to a pious person and says, he starts to scold him. He starts to insult him, to mock him. That you are a sinner. He's telling the pious person. You do this sin and this sin and this sin. And he's continuing. And the pious person is just quiet and listening. And when the person finished talk and says, what do you have to say about yourself, for yourself? The pious person calmly responds, if I am guilty of those sins, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me. There's many other sins that you don't know about. You are talking about those sins, but Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has concealed many sins from you. And if I'm not guilty of those sins, may Allah forgive you. May Allah forgive me if I'm doing those sins, and if I'm not, may Allah forgive you. Think about that. What a way to respond, to react, because you control how you react to the next person. You control your emotions. You can choose to be happy or sad. Even if you're having a really terrible day, you choose that, you know, I'm feeling down and out. You don't need to take all these different types of tablets and antidepressants which have side effects. The mind is such a powerful thing. If only we use it productively and we use it properly and we refine our character and we develop our tolerance and emotional intelligence. So yes, that is the starting point, the mindset. You change your mindset and you change everything. Change your perspective. That whatever is due to happen to me, nobody can stop it. And if something is not meant for me, I will never attain it. With that in mind, I'm living my life within the boundaries and precincts of the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm going to do this is what I'm going to do from my side. I'm going to do my best to live as the best Muslim, a practical, practicing Muslim, to obey my Allah Azza wa Jal, my Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to obey my Quran, my Islam. I'm going to do my best to strengthen my iman. For my sake, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do my best to fulfill my obligatory duties, to fulfill the rights of others. And with that, your tolerance level is going to increase. Your patience is going to increase. Your endurance, your forbearance, your ability to bear will increase. Because you know, whatever trials and tribulations I'm facing, it's going to come to an end. If not today, tomorrow. If not tomorrow, after, whenever Allah and His Rasul knows best, that's when it's going to end. At least I know, when my life expires and I'm no more, all those difficulties and problems that surrounded my life end also. But if I prepared for the grave adequately and for the day of judgment, inshallah ta'ala, I'll be in comfort and safety there. That's where the focus has to be. Another thing we can do in order to build our tolerance is to practice respect. Don't have this mindset that if he respects me, then I will respect him. Even with the person that you disagree with, he has his opinion, you have yours. Still, focus on respecting their right to have an opinion, their right to think for themselves and to believe what they choose. You can completely disagree, But that's one thing, you can agree on disagreeing. And yes, I agree that we don't see eye to eye. You have your opinion, I have mine. And obviously a true believer's opinions and thoughts and ideas and concepts is going to be fashioned by Islamic values, Islamic knowledge. Because as a believer, as a Muslim, my own personal opinions and thoughts and ideas, if they conflict with the Sharia, they have no place in my life. I need to cut those things out from my life. If they contradict with any aspect of the law of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whilst you are in that process of developing your tolerance, help others also to develop their tolerance by empowering them. And subhanAllah azza wa jal, what a great and wonderful society we will have if we all tolerate each other. Yeah, there's certain things that there's no room for tolerance. If crimes are surging and happening in front of you, then again, with your hands, you go in there and you stop it. If you're unable to, then you speak out against it. You get involved in protecting yourself, your home, your family, your community. If drugs are being sold in your neighborhood, few streets away, you can't have this mentality that, oh, not my problem. From here, we're tolerating it. You know, that side there, on the other side of our area. If this fire is outside and you don't put them off, you don't put them out, slowly but surely, those fires are going to your direction. Will be just outside your home, will end up entering your home. And then you want to know, what happened to my child? How did my child get involved in drugs? The community needs to band together. This is one of those things that there's no tolerance for evils, for sins, for criminal activities. For that, there's no tolerance. But each other, tolerate each other, especially in the household, especially family members. Overlook. Nah, it's fine. Leave it. They didn't invite me for their private function. They invited him and they invited her. I'm going to invite them. Whether they accept or not, it's out of my hands. But I'm going to invite them. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, said, one who wants a palace to be built for him in Jannah and his ranks to be raised should forgive one who oppresses him, grant the person who deprives him, and keep relations with that person who breaks off relations with him. These are the types of narrations that we need to focus on, we need to remember in order to build our tolerance. Another blessed hadith, that sadaqah, charity, does not decrease wealth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the status of the one who forgives others. Whoever adopts humility for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal is granted elevation by Allah Azza wa Jal. So humbleness and humility, not because the person is rich and influential and has contacts and has a big name, not for that, not for those reasons. For my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is in charge. Whatever it is, whoever it is, the world's richest person, the world's the person who has the highest IQ. No, not for that. My Allah is in charge. Whatever He wants to do, nobody can stop Him. Whoever He wants to give, who can put a block there? He's in charge. Every single person's return is to Allah. Whoever they are, whatever they are, the return is to Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So continue developing your tolerance, your ability to bear, your endurance, your forbearance, your patience. Overlook. By overlooking, this will help you also develop your tolerance levels. And our deen is teaching us this. At Ta'if, they threw stones at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Blood was oozing out of his blessed body. And the angel requested. Can ask the angel, Malakul Jibal, the angel of these mountains, to crush these people into non-existence, to annihilate them. And he says, no. Perhaps their offspring will believe in me, will believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what happened. Subhanallah. Even that Allahu Akbar, that lady, that non-Muslim lady who poisoned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, was pardoned. He never ever took revenge for himself, for anything done against him. But he was firm on upholding the Sharia, the law of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never heard speaking foul language out of habit or even purposefully. He was not heard shouting like in the marketplaces or returning an evil for an evil. Returning an evil conduct with an evil. He would rather forgive and tolerate. He had the highest form of tolerance which you and I need to develop in our lives. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami teaches us concepts like this. Teaches us that focus on the Akhirah. Whatever is happening to you here, if somebody is hurting or harming you, try to resolve it. But don't do the same to them. Because then what's the real difference between the two of you? Rather, develop your ability to bear. Calamities are going to come. Difficulties are going to come. Some have it more than others. Minor, major. So whilst you are continuing with your du'as, develop the ability to bear. Your tolerance, to tolerate, to forbear those difficulties that are surrounding your life. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.